Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and as always, you know that it is a blessing and an honor to come before you to share with you the Word of God. And you know that I really do believe with all of my heart that there is power in the Word. Amen. There is nothing like the Word of God to put you on the right track. Amen. To let you know that God does have a marvelous plan for your life, as the Bible says in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future," amen, "and plans to give you hope for your future," amen. I believe that God knows exactly what he is doing in your life and in mine. So go ahead and trust the Lord, amen. Trust in the Lord and be of good courage, amen. So often in life we get sidetracked. We get sidetracked and we get spoiled because our God is good all of the time, and all of the time God is good. But there are times when we get sidetracked and we want what we want when we want it, amen. And we forget that it really is God's will and not our will be done, amen. God already has a plan. He has a marvelous plan for your life, and all that you have to do is get connected to the vine and stay on the path to walk out the plan that the Lord has already ordained for your life, amen. And I'm going to talk more about that on today. I am definitely going to talk more about that today because it is in my heart to share with you and to encourage you to let God be God in your life. You can't do anything without him, and you cannot do anything about the fact that he is God all by himself. Amen. So submit and surrender. Amen. Submit and surrender yourself to the plan and the hand of God. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, I magnify your name today. I glorify your name. Lord, I lift your name on high. I love you so much, and you are just worthy. You're just so worthy to be praised. I thank you for being God in my life. I thank you for saving me from even my own wicked ways, Father God, that you saved my life and picked me up and put my feet on solid ground. You enabled me to have the wisdom to go forth and do the things that you have already ordained for me to do. And for that, I say thank you. I thank you for calling me out of the darkness into the marvelous light. And I thank you for the work that you have done, are yet doing, and are yet to do in my life. I thank you and I praise you and I worship you. And I'm just so happy to be called your child, to be called your daughter. I pray for each and every person that is listening to this prayer right now in the name of Jesus, whether they listen via the live broadcast or whether they listen via the archive. I pray your blessings upon each person's life right now in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will heal those who are sick in their mind, their body, or their souls. Father God, I pray that you will, Father God, make provision, Father God, for those who have a sense of lack in their lives. I pray that you will open up, Father God, opportunities for those who are seeking opportunity. I pray that you will, Father God, even begin to open doors that no man can close, and go ahead and close some doors that no man can open, Father God. I praise you, and I ask that you give my listener clarity of thought. Let them hear what you have to say through my mouth and through the mouths of those who will call in during this hour, during this half of an hour in the Word. We love you and we bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. You're worthy to be praised. And Lord, I do give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In the name of Jesus Christ, I lift up this prayer to you. Amen. And praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. And no matter what is going on in your life, I want you to know, I want you to remember that God really is on the scene. He is there. He said in his word in the book of Hebrews, he said, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." He says, "I am always with you." Amen. And you have to know that God is with you. God is with you, and he has never left you. He will not leave you. He will be with you. And then you can say with confidence, as it reads in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 6, you can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Amen. What can man do to me? That reminds me of another scripture that says, if God be for me, who can be against me? Amen. If I know that I have the Lord in my corner, whom shall I fear? Amen. You have to get this. I want you to get this deep down on the inside of you. I want you to know, as Jesus Christ told the disciples, he said, in this world you will have trials and tribulations. You will have some trouble. Oh, yes, as sure as the day is long, you will have some trouble. But Jesus Christ said, take heart, for I have overcome the world. God has already stepped into that situation and defeated the enemy on your behalf. Amen. The Lord has already defeated the enemy, and you have to know that no matter what goes on, you have the victory. Amen. One of the things that we have to be mindful of is that we must stop complaining. You have to stop complaining every time something goes wrong in your life. The first thing that we do, we have a tendency to want to begin to grumble and complain. And remember, that was the problem with the Israelites while they were in that desert, while they were wandering around the desert for 40 years. They continuously complained about what they didn't have and what they had to go through and what God wasn't doing. And they even went as far as to creating their own gods. They wanted to make their own way out. Amen. And we have to realize that there's a very real danger of trying to create your own God, trying to make your own way out, trying to be God in your own life. Amen. You have to realize that there's a very real danger in wanting to take things into your own hands. The Bible tells us to consider the Lord, to acknowledge the Lord in all of your ways, and he will direct your paths. And that's from the book of Psalms chapter 3. Acknowledge the Lord. Don't lean on your own understanding. Don't try to figure it out for yourself, but acknowledge the Lord at all times. Acknowledge that God is God and that God really is in control. And let God be God. Let God direct your paths. It says that the Lord will direct your path. Amen. Amen. And praise the Lord. This is a call-in show. Any day that I'm on the air, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, between the hours of 2:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 3 o'clock p.m., I will be talking about the Lord, and I will be talking about the power that is to be found in the Word of God. Amen. And I really do believe that there is power in the Word. And you can call in at any time, join my program, join this program. Amen. The number is 646-652-4832. And this is Pastor Rebecca. I would love to take your call. Amen. And praise God. But I was talking about allowing the Lord to direct your path. Amen. There's a scripture in the book of Psalms. And I love the Word of God. I just love the Word of God because his words really are a lamp unto my feet. It is God's word that has given me peace. I found out how to have peace through the word of God about 3 years ago, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, when I was really going through some stuff in my life, in my marriage. And, yeah, for those of you who know me, it may be hard for you to believe that I haven't always had the perfect marriage, because when you look at my husband and myself, you would think that we were made for each other, and thank God we were. God created him for me, and he created me for him. And once we found each other, then we were able to begin to allow the Lord to continue working on us so that we could be what we needed to be in order for us to minister to each other, because marriage is a ministry. Amen. It's about you ministering to your spouse, and it's really not about you. You're going to get the overflow, but God has provided for you also. But as far as you're concerned, your ministry begins with your spouse. Amen. Amen. But I learned. I learned because my husband and I were not what we needed to be. We had not been molded and shaped and conformed to the image of Christ the way that God is working with us today. We both needed a lot of work, and that's a word to someone out there today. Don't wait until you get it together to try to come to God, to come to receive Jesus Christ. into your life. You can't do it by yourself. That's a news flash. You cannot do it by yourself. Come to Jesus as you are and allow the Lord to come and dwell with you. He will empower you through the Holy Spirit to begin to make the necessary changes in your character and in your life. Amen. God will give you the power to make the changes that you need to make. Amen and praise God. But that was where we were. We both needed to make some changes, and we allowed the Lord to mold us and shape us. But I was hard-headed. I was hard-headed, and in the beginning, it had to be about me. I had paid my dues. I was a young mother, and I had raised my daughter. I had been in some bad relationships, and finally, I thought that I had found a man for me, and I just wanted to be as selfish as I wanted to be and have this man be for me. But don't you know that God had a better plan? Amen. God had a better plan, and his plan was that I was going to take care of this man and his two small boys. Amen. And I want to say, to whom much is given, much is required. When God gives you something, start looking around and see what it is that God wants to get from you in that situation. Amen. But he wanted me to be a mother, and I had my foot down. I was having a tantrum. I did not want to start over. I had already raised my daughter, and I resisted the plan of God. I resisted the plan of God, and as a result, I was not happy. When you are not doing the will of God, when you resist deliberately the plan of God, you are in sin. Disobedience is sin. I don't care how you crack it. An egg is still an egg, and disobedience is still sin. Amen. Disobedience, when you say, I know the Lord is telling me to do this, and God told me to do that, but I'm not sure. I'm not ready. I don't know if I can do it. You are in disobedience, and I want to say to you, repent. Repent right now in the name of Jesus, and go ahead and do what God is telling you to do. Don't kick against the goals, amen. Do not kick against the plan of God. Do what the Lord has told you to do. And that's what I was doing. I was resisting what I know the Lord had told me to do. He told me to mother these two young boys, but one of them wanted absolutely nothing to do with me. But that was not God's problem. God had called me to do a work, and it was up to me to get it done. But I went into bitterness and anger and resentment and quarreling with my husband, wanting to fight and kick him out and being just nasty with my mouth. And God was not pleased. As a result, I was miserable. I did not have a happy existence, and I did not have a happy marriage. Amen. And don't you know that the Lord will work with you? The Lord will work with you while he's working on you. Amen. And God worked with me. And I went crying out to the Lord, why me? Oh, God, why me? I just wanted somebody for me. Why do I have to go through this? Why do I have to put up with this? Why, God, why? And God was just like the loving father that he is. And he stood back and let me have my little tantrum. And then he began to speak to me and told me to do what he had told me to do. Amen. And to seek his face. Don't you know that dire circumstances will send you running to the feet of God? Just when you thought you could make it on your own, just when you thought you were all right, you didn't have to go to church, you didn't have to spend time reading the Bible, you didn't have to spend time praying, God will bring you to your knees. So stay on the path that God has laid out for you. Don't make your own way. Don't chart your own course. Don't feel like you've come this far with God and now you can take it on your own. We mess up. God, I got this. I can go from here on my own. No, you can't. You can do nothing without God. Stay connected. Jesus said, if you stay connected to me, let my words abide in you and you abide in me, you will be able to bear much fruit. You will be able to bear much fruit. But he said, without me, you can do nothing. Don't get out there ahead of God, and please don't go out there without God. Amen. Every morning, wake up and say, God, what do you want me to do today? Amen. What is my purpose? What is my course today? What path am I taking today? Amen. Let that word be a lamp unto your feet. Let the Lord guide you with his Holy Spirit. Amen. But I had to seek his face. I had to seek God's face. And in seeking his face, I found God for real, for real. Amen. I thought I knew God before I got married. But after I got married and after I had to go through years of of anguish and years of being miserable because of my disobedience, because of my attitude that needed to be adjusted. I went crawling to the feet of the Father. I went crawling to the throne, and I humbled myself. I humbled myself, and that's what so many of you might have to do. You might have to humble yourself. If you're having problems in your marriage, if you're having difficulties with your children, difficulties on your job, if you feel like some of the things that you're believing the Lord for are not being made manifest in your life, you may just need to humble yourself. Humble yourself. Bring it down a few notches. Bring it down and under God's mighty hand. Let the Lord work with you and go ahead and obey God. Do what the Lord told you to do. Start obeying the voice of God. And that's another thing. Some of us don't hear God because we heard God and we disobeyed God. We quench the Holy Spirit. The Bible tells us not to quench the Holy Spirit, but we quench the Holy Spirit. And God can't speak because our flesh is screaming about what it wants to do. We're screaming about what we want to do. We know what we want, but we're not taking heed to hear what God wants. Amen. Amen. But I had to submit. I had to submit, and I had to stop saying, Lord, change him. Lord, change my husband. Lord, change my son. But I had to begin to say, Lord, work with me. In Psalm 51, David says, Lord, create in me a pure heart. Take away from me any unclean thing, Lord. You know, I'm sorry, God. I messed up. And that's what I had to say. Lord, create in me a pure heart. Take all the unclean stuff out, God. I want to walk in your power. I want to walk in your anointing. And so many of us want that. We want anointing. We want the power of the Lord. We want to be blessed of God, but we don't want Jesus. We don't want to submit to the lordship of Jesus Christ in our lives. We want the genie in the bottle. That's not being a Christian. That's being someone who believes that the universe can deliver. And I'm saying every good and perfect gift comes from God, and God determines what he's going to give us. Amen. And he determines what prayers he's going to answer. He's not a genie in a bottle. God is not a Santa Claus. Amen. That's a whole nother belief. It's not Christianity. Not the pure, unadulterated word of God. The word of God says you're going to have some trials and tribulations. You're going to go through some stuff. So don't let the devil fool you. Don't let the devil accuse you by saying you did something wrong. God is not pleased with you. That's why you're going through. No, you're going through because it's been ordained for you to go through, because God wants to get something out of you so that he can get some things to you. Amen. God wants you to be mature in your faith. Amen. Because the Bible tells us to rejoice when we fall into divers temptation, when we have trials, because that trial is going to create perseverance, which is going to create character, which is going to create maturity in your life, so you lack no good thing. Amen. It's part of the master plan. You're on the Potter's will. You're on the Potter's will. So go ahead and let the Lord mold you and shape you and create in you the characteristics that he wants you to possess so that you can be victorious in your battles against the enemy. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I had to submit. I had to submit and say, God, not my will. Like Jesus Christ, when he was in the garden, he said, Father, David, take this cup from me. I don't know if I want to go through this. But then he said, not my will. Not my will. But your will. Let your will be done. And that's where God wants us to get, to the point where it's not my will, not your will, but his will that's being done in our lives. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. By way of station identification, you're tuned into Power in the Word, and this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons. It's a call-in show. You can call in. The number is 646-652-4832, and I'm talking about being on the path of righteousness and being on the path that leads to life and prosperity, being on the path that leads to peace and joy. Amen. The path that is directed by the Lord. Amen. The path that the word of the Lord shines upon to direct our feet. Amen. To tell us which way to go and which way not to go. So you can call in the number 646 652 4832. Amen. And praise God, I'm on every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell some people about it. Amen. About this word that's being brought forth here on Blog Talk Radio to empower the people of God to keep walking with the Lord, to be victorious in every single area of your life. That's why I'm here, to give you the equipment that you need, which is in the Word of God, to be victorious in every area of your life. And I can tell you, I have a beautiful marriage today. Not because my husband changed, and he did. Not because my son changed, and he did a little bit. But because I have submitted myself to the Lord and allowed him to change me, to create in me a pure heart, to wash me with his word, to make me into the woman that he created me to be. Amen. And that's what I want to say to you today. Allow the Lord to work with you, to create in you a pure heart. When he says forgive, forgive. When he says go over there and do that, go over there and do that. When he says come over here and do this, come over here and do this. When he says jump, then jump. Don't even ask how high. Just go ahead and jump for the Lord. Amen. There used to be a song, jump, jump, jump to it. When my baby calls, I just jump to it. Amen. We need to do that with the Lord. When the Lord calls, we need to just jump, jump, jump to it. Amen. And just do what God is telling us to do. Psalm 23 is one of the first psalms that we learn in the church, and that psalm is really more powerful than we give it credit for. I told you, I believe that there's power in the Word of God. I do believe it. I do believe it. I'm going to read that from Psalm 23, and I'm reading from the NIV. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen and praise God. That's Psalm 23. Meditate on that psalm. Meditate on that. The Lord leads you in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. God's name is at stake when you call yourself a Christian. God's name is at stake. That is why he does not just call you into the kingdom and leave you there. That is why he gives you his word, and he sends preachers after his own heart, shepherds. He said, I will rise up shepherds after my own heart. He raises up shepherds after his own heart to guide you along the path that you should go in the word. Amen. In the Word of God. Don't sit up under anything that is not the pure Word of God. If it does not sit right with your spirit, then chances are that person is outside of the Word and the will of God. Amen. Make sure that when you're looking for a church home, that is one of the criteria. Are they preaching good doctrine? Amen. Are they preaching that Christ lived, was born, lived, was crucified, died, was buried and for your sins, and got up with all power in his hand, that he ascended and he is seated at the right hand of the Father, that he died for me and he died for you so that you didn't have to and I didn't have to, that your sins are forgiven when you receive Christ as your Lord and Savior, that there's no condemnation to those who love the Lord. There's no condemnation in Christ, that God takes all of your sins, all of your transgressions, and puts them into the sea of forgetfulness, that God forgave you for every sin that you committed before you got saved, that you don't have to look back and be guilty and ashamed anymore, but you can move forward being the new creation that God declares you to be in his word. He says you are a new creation. The old things have passed away and everything has become new. Amen. Amen and praise God. You have to get this. There really is power in the word of God. And whatever situation you find yourself in, when you have this word on the inside of you, abiding in you, look, no situation will be overwhelming for you. You will be able to stand up under anything that the devil sends your way, anything that the enemy shoots at you. That's why you have to put on the full armor of God. Put on your helmet of salvation. Be saved. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you can receive him right now. Say, I believe what this woman of God is saying, and I want Jesus Christ to be my Lord and my Savior. And you make that confession. Believe in your heart and confess it with your mouth. You will be saved. You are saved. And you can email me so that I can get you a packet in by email to let you know that God does have a great plan for your life and to give you some basics of Christianity. The other thing that I want to say to you is put on the helmet of salvation daily. Remember, I'm saved. Every day when you get up out of the bed, remember, I'm saved. Put on the breastplate of righteousness. Amen. Breastplate of righteousness that you get through Christ. Amen. It's not your righteousness. That's just filthy rags. But through Christ, you are justified before God. You are made right before the Lord. The belt of truth. Amen. Put on the belt of truth. You know the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. The truth shall set you free. Jesus said, I am the way, the light, the life, and the truth. Amen. And I am the light of the world. Put on your belt of truth. Amen. Put your feet shod with the slippers of readiness, ready to go out there and spread the gospel of peace, amen. Be able to tell people that they too can have peace and joy and deliverance and salvation by knowing the same God that you know, amen. Pick up your shield of faith so that you can ward off the fiery darts of the enemy. Hold up your faith like a banner, amen. I'm saved. I'm standing on the word of the Lord. I believe God. I believe the report of the Lord, not the report of the doctor, not the report of the banker, not the report of the boss, and not the report of anybody else, but I believe in the report of the Lord. Amen. Pick up your sword, which is the word of God. Amen. Pick up the word of God. Read your Bible daily. Get that word on the inside of you. Write it on your heart. Write it on your mind. Amen. So that you can know the plan of God for your life. And prayer, praying in the Spirit at all times. And that comes from Ephesians chapter 6. I want you to read that. Read it for yourself. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, and also by seeing with your eye gates, by reading through your eye gates to get it embedded upon your brain, upon your mind, that I have to put on the full armor of God. And then you will be able to stand. Amen. So that is basically what you have to do. Make sure that you get dressed every day. After all, you would not jump out of the bed and jump into the shower and run up out of the shower and run out of the house without putting on some clothes. Amen. You would not do that. So do not run out into this world without putting on the full armor of God. And I heard Creflo Dollar say that today. I thought it was good. I thought it was very good the way that he broke that down. That you're not just going to go. No, not Creflo, Dr. Dollar. I'm sorry. I heard another pastor say that this morning. I don't know his name. But it was a pastor from Africa. And he broke that thing down. You're not running out of the house new in the physical realm. So do not run out of the house new in the physical realm. Amen. Amen and praise the Lord. Well, that's it for today's edition of Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons coming to you from New Creation Christian Ministries. If you're in the New Jersey area, come out and fellowship with us. We're at 87 First Street in Elizabeth, New Jersey. And our service starts at 11 o'clock a.m. on Sundays, and also on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. we have an hour of Power Bible study. In the meantime, listen to me, tune in here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 2:30 p.m. Eastern standard time. In the meantime, you go out there and you make the most out of every single opportunity. And remember my brother, remember my sister, to do what the Lord tells you to do. And remember, above all else, that God loves you, and so do we here at Power in the Word. Peace.